Greetings, and welcome to Wise Women Talk on By, For, and About Women Internet Radio. Women Talk, we share information and resources on products and services that work for us. We tell complete strangers in the mall about a great shoe sale. We ask each other for advice about how to overcome obstacles or how to take better care of our families. Wise Women Talk brings you interviews with leading experts on a variety of mind-body-spirit topics, hosted by Sean Kaya Supers, founding director of the Wise Women Foundation. These programs are educational, empowering, inspiring, and informational. Find out what women are talking about today on Wise Women Talk. Greetings, and thank you for tuning in to Wise Women Talk on buyforandaboutwomen.com. I am your host, Kaya, director of the Wise Women Foundation, featuring the Wise Women Web Network of Women in the Healing Arts. Today we are speaking with one of our professional members, Darlene Rollins. Darlene is a pathwork helper, nature mystic, eco-psychologist, minister, and keeper of the Enchanted Earthwalk Retreat Center near Fredericksburg, Virginia. She is on the faculty of the Seven Oaks Pathwork Center near Charlottesville, Virginia, and she also offers classes, groups, and individualized retreats and ongoing sessions in the process of spiritual emergence, self-transformation, and healing. She has developed a way of deepening and enriching our human connection with the natural world that has profound healing effects on the modern psyche. Her specialty is transforming difficult emotional states and stress reactions and helping others open their own channel to spiritual wisdom and love. For more information about Darlene and her business, you can visit www.earthwalkways.net. Hello, Darlene, and welcome to the show.
Hi.
How you doing today?
I'm good.
Good. Wonderful. You have a quite a repertoire of experience and tools that you can pull from to help your clients and your students on their own spiritual path and in working through various different life circumstances. Can you tell us a little bit more about your heart's desire and how you got into this kind of work?
Yeah, I think, you know, I was born into it. At some level, I can trace back, you know, to a very young age, you know, the seeds of it all. I think most of us can when we, you know, sort of allow the unfolding and becoming that, you know, the life is about to happen within us.
Mm-hmm.
But from, you know, my father was a wildlife biologist who worked for the Forest Service, so I was raised out in the National Forest, so the West. We did wilderness pack trips and horseback trips, and, you know, there was a deep connection that he has, and I think it was a mirror of my own and maybe even, you know, a deepening. And then, you know, and opposing that was my own psychological distress, my own stress, my own not fitting very well somehow. I don't know, we could find lots of, you know, reasons, but, you know, that then, you know, wedded this love of nature and this process of self-healing together, I think, for me. And then it was a journey of, you know, like many years and walking along different paths that led me here. You know, we all follow our natural attractions, and it's
absolutely
pretty annoying.
One of my mentors told me many, many years ago that nature, Mother Nature, is the master teacher. And I know that in my experience, I have certainly found that to be true. Just about everything we need to know about life and how to work through difficult situations or how to find loving spaces in ourselves can be found through nature. Can you tell us a little bit about what you refer to yourself as a nature mystic and an eco-psychologist, which is really interesting to me. Can you tell us a little bit about those fields and why people might benefit from working with you as a nature mystic and an eco-psychologist?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, in some ways we can say that stress is sort of any disharmonious inner state, right? And then there's a deeper level of this that's not fully understood by most people. You know, it's like we're just kind of bombarded by it a lot in ways that, you know, like in trying to survive, you know, we just work to get numb to. And so, you know, our times are rife with stress. we're living in a very unnatural and fragmented way deeply, and we're just now understanding that as we kind of gain a historical perspective deeper into the, you know, age of technology and the age of science and that kind of thing. You know, we're having enough distance now to see. And, you know, we're realizing that this is the first time, you know, throughout the entire, you know, million years, say, development of the human species that have been so totally uprooted from the embeddedness in the natural world. So there's this kind of uprootedness that we're beginning to understand, and interestingly enough, actually academic research is now showing, you know, is affecting us. Things like ADHD, there was one research study that said that, you know, like half an hour of green space, what they called green space, you know, like putting these kids in a natural environment had the same calming effect as Ritalin.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're beginning to understand that there's a kind of psychological effect, and that also goes down into the physical with, you know, stress reactions that happen as we get in this uprooted situation. So with life being stressful, I mean, most of us are feeling insufficient for the task. Whatever it is, we're often a bit shaky deep down in our core. Sometimes life comes along and pulls the rug out from under us. You know, the sea of life right now seems pretty choppy these days for many people. So we need lots of support, nutritional, body work, vacations, I guess all of this. And then to me, the piece that's been missing is our actual in-depth contact, connection, communion with nature. And so we have the others, you know, we know about them. They're within sort of the education of our community now, you know, of self-care.
Mm-hmm.
This piece is sort of the missing link to me. And
mm-hmm.
it turns out to be, as you said, much more. It's like it is the master teacher. It's like through this, it is a portal. One of the things that we're understanding now is that if you really get into the total source of stress, and especially according to most spiritual traditions, you know, they will tell you that it's our body's reaction to our thoughts.
Mm.
And we're not so conscious of the subtle ways in which this is constantly occurring. When you get to a place where you're calm enough inside and, you know, sort of like less identified with your thoughts, you can watch your thoughts a bit and begin to notice what's actually happening in your body. And then you'll become aware that almost every thought causes our bodies to react in some way. And our thinking mind was really not, you know, meant to be used sort of the way it is. We've kind of shifted out of a larger context of self and jumped into this, like, little, you know, sense of self. When you ask most people where do they locate their self, you know, it's like it's in their head, in their brain. And our identity is often, you know, tied in with all of our thinking, and it's like such a narrow range of who we are. And so to discover this real self that's underneath all of the levels of the personality, the defense mechanisms, and stuff that the ego, one of the terms that we use for this other self, you know, like holds, we go into the sensory self. And nature is like such a delight with that, because it's like, you know, to go into the sensory on a beautiful day, like yesterday we were out on the river all day, you know, and we were just like totally deepening into the vibrational energies, the moods, the sensory feelings, the sounds of the birds and the buzzing of the insects and the, you know, feeling of floating on the water, you know, which is just an incredible sensation anyway, you know, the light off of the water. You know, all of this, when we're present to that, we're not thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, like it's hard to get present to gray walls or, you know, fluorescent, you know, it's like there's something...
Cubicles.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Something very normal for us to kind of just want to disconnect and go live in our
right.
heads.
Right, right. Yeah, well, you know, certainly I don't know...
I can't think of one spiritual teacher on the planet right now that wouldn't say that connecting with nature is a good way for getting in touch with your feeling nature, getting in touch with God, if you will, you know, or spirit or creator, whatever one might call it. So I certainly think that there's a place for this. So this kind of helped you to give birth to your beautiful retreat center called the Earth Walk Retreat Center, which is outside of Fredericksburg, Virginia. And I have had the pleasure of visiting the site there, but would you like to tell our listeners a little bit about what you offer there and what kinds of programs go on? And maybe what you have coming up.
Okay. Well, what I really recommend and encourage is for people to come and do personal retreats here.
Mm-hmm.
This is a jump for most people, you know, to be in nature, to be alone, depending on, you know, what traditions you've come out of and what, you know, kind of work you've done. But so in addition to, like, really customized, you know, individual nature retreats or meditation retreats, however people want to do that, and the space is really nicely set up for that, I also do some weekend events where people can come and, you know, learn some of the things that I am offering. And there's kind of different ways. We do some workshops, and I think there's going to be one at the end of September that will be like more of a workshop and a healing kind of retreat, group retreat. Labor Day weekend, we are set up more for a kind of open house sort of thing, and there's like different offerings all through the 3 days. You can camp, you can crash out, you know, in our session space, and there's a few private rooms that are available for people if they want to stay over. We'll be doing like a fire circle on Saturday night. On Sunday afternoon into evening, there'll be a sweat lodge. Saturday morning, I'll do an orientation and a tour of the place, and we'll probably do a little natural communion meditation class, experiential teaching of this work that I've been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way of really getting present to nature, and instead of just using nature as a backdrop for some other activity.
Right. So folks can come and check out the center throughout that weekend and maybe participate in some of the programs that you've got going on. I know that I've had the honor of sitting in your healing lodge with you, and that is quite a profound experience. So for anybody who is interested in having that experience of the Healing Sweat Lodge, Darlene is certainly a wonderful facilitator of that. Which brings me to my next piece on you here, and that is that you write beautiful hymns and songs. And I know that when we did the Healing Lodge together, you shared some of those. There was one on the Magdalene energy in particular that I really resonated with. And so I just wanted you to share maybe a little bit with the listeners about that aspect of yourself and the writing of these devotional hymns and songs. How does that come out for you?
Okay. Well, I've always, even as a child, you know, like sung and loved singing. And so it was like this joy in my heart when I discovered a whole path, a whole spiritual path, a whole religion that actually was based on this tradition of receiving hymns. And those hymns bring in certain energies and are connected and help us connect to these energies. So it's kind of another part of the medicine bag that I have. And it's also a way of giving back to nature. We long to participate, you know. We long to have an interrelationship, and we can receive from nature, and there's a great healing that she has to give us. And then, you know, once we receive that healing, we can give back and heal her. And, of course, we'll know at deeper levels how to do this on all of the physical, is my belief. But we'll also, you know, be doing this energetically, you know, through our heart connection. And so there are many hymns that also come in that are deeply connected with nature. And it's a process, I think, of uplifting our spirits. Much of the teachings of this particular religion speak of affirming ourselves in the light of the sun and the moon and the stars, of the light of the forest, of the earth and the wind and the sea, that this radiance, this vibration in nature, again, is a healing for us and has something to offer. And then when we firm and lift ourselves to that level, nature speaks through us, and we receive these hymns through various beings in the astral, various, you know, I mean, everything is a being, right? And so there's a level of being in which everything exists and is intelligent, and so these hymns come from that level.
Mm-hmm. And you have a wonderful CD called Light of the Forest that shares some of these hymns and songs that you have received through nature, through your connection with nature. And I believe that people can find out some more about ordering the CD, and also some of your hymns are posted on your website, which again is earthwalkways.net for our listeners who are interested in that. So, Darlene, a few weeks ago you were emailing with me really on a personal note, and I hope that you don't mind that I took a couple of little quotes from your sharing there, because I want to get into this really important work that you do as a pathwork helper. And so I'm just going to share with our listeners here a little bit about what you shared with me and where you come from and why it is such a big part of you to be a pathwork helper. Darlene described herself in this email as a cosmic portal for self-love and compassion that many people are desperately seeking, whether they realize it or not. She describes herself as, her breasts are full and aching, and I am calling those who need this work. So, Darlene, can you share with us a little bit, first of all, about what is pathwork, and then what do you do to facilitate a client or a student in the pathwork sessions?
Well, the pathwork itself is another spiritual path. It was received by a medium by the name of Eva Brosh Pyrakis. She channeled a series of lectures from a spiritual being who never gave his name. He became known as we don't even know, but that's sort of how Eva referred to him. He was referred to as the pathwork guide. This body of material consists of 258 lectures and then some other question and answers and things like that. And it's probably one of the most profound, practical spiritual paths that I've ever run across in terms of, you know, we all know and have this real high spiritual goal of, you know, being love, of, you know, living love, of, you know, being at peace within and all of that. And yet, you know, for me, the search all along was, yeah, but how do I do it? I'm full of these raging emotions, you know, I'm full of all of this other stuff. And I couldn't find many spiritual paths that could address for me how to, you know, what to do with that stuff. And so I was very blessed to find the pathwork, because it says exactly how to work with that. And it was a part of my deep psychological healing. I was bulimic for 15 years of my life and quite depressed. And so it was, you know, through really doing my own healing work through this path that I came to know it deeply on one level. And then I've studied extensively and have done this work now for people since 1990. And the work itself, you know, can be done in various ways. People can read the lectures free online, www.pathwork.org. Sometimes there are study groups that form around them. Sometimes there are official study groups where you have a pathwork helper, and that can help deepen the process. And usually people will get to a place where they want to start actually doing experiential work with it. The guide speaks a lot about feeling all our feelings, you know, and it's a lot of deep work of awareness within us. And most of us have you know, bound our feelings in various ways. We've contracted around certain aspects of ourselves. And the guide talks a lot about this, because it's like it's a natural kind of movement of expansion and contraction in life. But, you know, it's like what happens is that in stressful situations, you know, it's like we contract and we stay stuck in contraction. Mm-hmm. And then we're holding on to, you know, that energy, that stuck place. And we have to learn how to breathe out again. We have to learn to do systole. We have to learn to let go again. Mm-hmm. And so a part of that really is sort of just learning to tolerate the feelings within us. A lot of times we've come from backgrounds where certain feelings weren't allowed and stuff like that. So it works a lot with the emotional levels of the healing, but it also is a complete path working with, you know, the metaphysical levels, the level of the will, and the understanding of deep spiritual principles.
So just to bring in a full picture spectrum here, the path work in dealing with the emotional states in particular, I think, as you said, is important because we hit fight or flight situations or stressful situations or social programming that says, no, you shouldn't be angry, or no, you shouldn't cry, or no, you shouldn't be happy about that even.
Right.
In some scenarios, you know, it could be any of the infinite range of emotions.
Right.
And when we stop that process for whatever reason, when we put a block on that and our body holds on to that energy instead of doing what emotion should do, which is energy in motion, instead of continuing out its expression, we end up stopping it, and it can possibly, in some scenarios, get stuck in our body, which over time can then turn into cases of physical pain.
Right. That's exactly what happens, right.
Or even disease,
ultimately.
Or you could be experiencing certain deeper or more intense kind of emotions that have kind of built up around that stuck emotion. And
right.
This is something that we really do over the whole course of our lifetime, really, of our whole living, right? We kind of develop these things from the time that we're born all the way up to whatever the present moment happens to be for us. So going back and working with those emotions, and not only, as you say, tolerating them or allowing them, but letting them move all the way through is really important to how we can clear and heal ourselves. That's my understanding of the path work, and I know that you are a facilitator, but I know many others who have also been clients or students of the path work that have helped them with. So I just want to kind of bring that full spectrum, because then this means that really the path work applies to everybody.
Yeah, everyone can benefit deeply, and in ways I think that, you know, it's like we've known sort of psychologically that, for instance, we need to discharge our feelings, you know, and there's been,
mm-hmm.
you know, various psychotherapies and stuff that help with expression of emotion, and that was like a good track. It was sort of like in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a tendency sometimes for things to just get stuck there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and we're still, like, lost in our victim state somehow, or we're still lost in the pain body that we're working, you know, with. And we are the light that you know, brought the pain body in to heal it. You know, we're not the
mm-hmm.
pain body. And so the path work also has this incredibly, you know, powerful next step that helps us learn, as we tolerate, to become a container, the transformational container for that particular pain. And the guide, you know, is talking about a path here of transformation of the lower self, transformation of the negativity within us, which is what causes our pain states.
Mm-hmm.
And it is truly a journey of transformation, because that energy is true life force. That is God's substance that needs to be reconverted. And most of us feel ashamed of it, or we just try to push it down or push it away, or, you know, try to, you know, avoid it as much as possible. And it's part of our life mission, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
If we can begin to understand that the difficulties that we're experiencing in that realm, you know, are not some fault or inadequacy of ours. It is, in fact, part of our spiritual path.
Right.
Then we have a whole other approach and a whole other way of working with it.
So again, for our listeners who are interested, they can go in and check out some more about this at pathwork.org online, but it certainly helps to have a facilitator, a helper like you. Or don't they also offer retreats at the Seven Oaks Center?
Yeah, there's a regional Mid-Atlantic Pathwork Center nearby. It's in Madison, Virginia, halfway between Charlottesville and Culpeper. and they have weekend retreats, workshops, really, you know, good quality programs there as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sort of a little sub-center with sort of the more individual personalized retreats.
Right, right. Wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful. So you take this background that you not only personally have gone through the pathwork and have obviously become a facilitator for the last, what did you say, 18 years or 17 years or something along mm-hmm. those lines, but you take that understanding and that education and awareness, as well as you are also a minister, and you combine that with your love of nature and your beautiful retreat center there, and you have created a beautiful space of healing then for people to come. They can come and connect with nature, which will help them get connected more with their emotional bodies, and then you can apply what you know as a pathwork helper to helping them release unnecessary energies and move into the ones that feel good. Yes?
Right.
All right. So, Darlene, I hate to tell you this, but you're a wise woman, you know. That sounds wonderful. So for our listeners who would like to get in touch with you, your website is earthwalkways.net, and is there a phone number that you can be reached at?
Yeah, and I'm glad to talk to people on the phone. It's 540-752-5540.
Okay,
and there are,
great.
You know, pictures of the place on the website, so you can get a little sense of it, but much more beautiful to come. So,
absolutely. So, yeah, it is. Yes, you can check things out on the website. But if you come to the retreat center, you will see a beautiful space, lovingly cared for, tucked away in the woods, not too far off of the main drag. I mean, it's not like it's impossible to find, with a beautiful creek floating by and just surrounded by gorgeous nature there. It is wonderful, and I encourage our listeners, if you're interested, if you're in the area, in or around Fredericksburg, Virginia, and you want to visit over Labor Day weekend, you're having the open house. And again, for those who would like to learn more, you can visit Darlene's website at earthwalkways.net or give her a call at 540-752-5540. So, Darlene, we always give our guests an opportunity to share any last words of wisdom before we go. Do you have something you'd like to share with our listeners?
Wow. Well, I just, you know, really want to invite people. Like, I feel like this is a place where there is healing, that nature is very alive and awake and participates in that healing. And I just have a heart that invites and welcomes. I love being a hostess of working with divine hospitality. And so I'm here to receive people that are seeking, that are in pain, that, you know, just need some touching of nature.
Hmm. Aho. That is wonderful, and I can certainly affirm that. So I really want to thank you, Darlene, for being with us today. And I'd like to thank our listeners for tuning in to Wise Women Talk here on ByForAndAboutWomen.com. Again, I'm your host, Kaya, director of the Wise Women Foundation. And for more information about our organization and joining the Wise Women Web Network of Women in the Healing Arts, you can visit wisewomenweb.net or email me at womenhealers@AOL.com. We can also be reached by phone at 202-372-7351. Until next time, let your wisdom shine and be sure to tell your friends about Wise Women Talk on buy4andaboutwomen.com. Thank you for joining us today for Wise Women Talk, brought to you by Buy For and About Women Internet Radio and the Wise Women Foundation. For more information, visit wisewomenweb.net. We look forward to connecting with you next time. Until then, tell your women friends about this exciting new program you can listen to anytime on buy4andaboutwomen.com. Wise Women Talk.